A lot of times in our neighborhoods, we have immigrants that come from other countries. They come and they are set up through the government that should be setting up black people within their own communities, giving them all kind of set asides, giving them this immigrant assistance. And they come in our communities and constantly disrespect us. In their own country, they couldn't do crap. But when they come over here, they're allowed to get set up. And then because they got set up and they didn't work for it, because what I mean by they didn't work for it is because they didn't work anything in this country to build up anything. They're given money. I've talked to many immigrants and they have told me, so even black immigrants told me how the American government give them money to do things. The country that our ancestors built. So you have a video that has emerged in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, showing one of those immigrants at a local convenience store beating a customer as he suffers a seizure. Yes, his brother is having a medical episode and he's going to pull out a stick and start hitting him because, they, you know, in their country, they do that sort of thing. So the community is outraged and the brother has been hospitalized and days later cannot move his whole body because this man, instead of him helping, no, he's putting, you know, a stick to him. Now, this happened on December 22nd at the Princess Market convenience store around 3:30 p.m. on West Riley Boulevard. It's after the 56-year-old black man entered the store. Now, let's go ahead and roll you that short clip.
Last week, 56-year-old Gregory Evans stopped in the Princess Market convenience store on Raleigh Road. Once inside, his family says Evans started having a seizure and was confronted by the clerk behind the counter. Cell phone video shows what happened next.
Get up!
After the beating, and on social media, the video quickly spread across Rocky Mount.
The video was horrible to really look at, to see a person really treated less than a human being.
Protesters began lining the street, calling for the store to be shut down, even holding a community meeting at Ebenezer Baptist Church Monday, where the victim's sister gave an update on Evan's condition and called for justice.
He still had full mobility of his body at this time. But he's okay.
Also present at the meeting, leaders of the Rocky Mount Police Department, and yesterday they took action, saying after WRAL sent them the video, they investigated and arrested 68-year-old Sobi Hassan, charging the employee with simple assault. We called the owner of the building to ask for an explanation of Hassan's actions, and she told us Hassan's family rents the store from her, and she hasn't spoken with them since seeing the video. A man outside the store earlier today who said he was close with the family said what Hassan did was very stupid, but declined to connect us with the family for an interview.
There's widespread outrage, is what we've seen.
Today, a group gathered again to clean up trash, collect signatures, and continue to protest until the store's closed for good, saying Princess Market has failed to serve their community's needs for years, and the video was the breaking point.
So we got to restore value back here in this community so that people can know that they do matter.
The hitting was much longer, but, you know, due to YouTube, I want to make sure that we don't put too much in there so we can make sure the video can stay up. But Gregory Evans, the brother, you know, according to his family, as we stated, he was having a seizure and you saw that idiot start hitting him. He said it's when the person started to beat Evans with a stick, despite him having a medical crisis. The guy just had no remorse at all. Once again, in their country, this is how they act. You have to understand who people are. You bring that with them. Okay. Now in their country, they do that sort of thing, but that's not the way we get down here. You understand? So as you heard, you know, the local media had got the video, sent it to the police, and he was arrested. Now, this guy is actually 68 years old, Sobhi Hassan. When he was arrested by the Rocky Mount Police Department earlier on Tuesday, December the 28th, and he was only charged with simple assault. I don't think he should be only charged with simple assault. He should get more than that, but due to the medical episode that the brother was having. Okay. Now, they said the incident has prompted acts of civil unrest calling for justice for the brother. They said protests, you know, as you saw in the video, they were cleaning up trash, collecting signatures, you know, want the store to get shut down. But let me tell you something about even shutting down the store. You can easily shut down that store. You know how you shut down the store? Having a code. You know what the code says? Okay, this guy coming to our neighborhood and he did something like this, he's done. And everybody be on code and have people working shifts and say, hey, nah, y'all not, nobody shopping here. Nah, no, that's just not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And you let people say, why can I shop here? And you show them on your phone why. And explain it to them. Most black people, you know, they would be like, oh, shoot, man, I didn't even know that happened. Nah, I'm good. Nah, I can go somewhere else. Nah, you're going to have something that's going to be rebellious, but you got to stay on your ground with them people, too. So you ain't shopping in here. Or me and you going to have a fight. You see, it's the bottom line. Nobody's shopping in this store because this dude can't be in this neighborhood no more. Uh-uh. That's when you actually have a neighborhood. That's when you actually have a code of conduct. But we will sit here and talk about protesting. What are we protesting for? What do we need signs for? It's about the action at that point. Look, you got to meet the same energy that he gave. Okay. If he decides to put his hands on somebody in the black community, you say, hey, you're done. Go ahead and pack up your bags. Matter of fact, we're going to call the landlord ourselves and say, look, you either tell him to go or we're going to make sure he shut down, period. He's not going to make another dime in this neighborhood at all. See, they don't go to, you know, white folks' neighborhoods and start beating on older white people like that. No, they're like, hi, sir, how you doing? Oh, they showing all their teeth and everything when them folks come in there. In our neighborhoods, you know what these folks do? They facilitate drug dealing, having drug paraphernalia. Because I remember, you know, one time, and I still had the video up on YouTube, where I went with, it was Brother Derek, it was Brother Yakanon and them, with the Panthers and everything. We was in one of their stores, and they was pointing to them the paraphernalia they were selling behind the counter so people could use drugs. They was in there selling expired food, all kind of things that was being called out. This is before COVID, of course, right? But these people don't come in our neighborhoods, do the worst, and getting a bag. They had another one where Brother Derek had went in and say, look at all the pork you selling in here. You say, you're supposed to be Muslims. You say, you selling pork in here? You wouldn't even feed that to your own kids. Then they had one of them that was literally letting dudes trap over there at the convenience store. They were letting them do it. That's what I'm saying. They bring all this mess and filth to our communities, and then they get to, you know, hey, they can just get to exist and do whatever the hell they want to do. If Black America wants to have an actual community, then you have to enact that kind of code to say you're not going to come in our community being disrespectful. You're not going to put hands on nobody at all. You're not going to do that. No. You're not going to facilitate any kind of criminal activity here. You're not going to do that. Okay. And if you're going to do that, go to them other folks' neighborhoods and do that. But you can't do that here. And then also the other thing, the food they serve black people in these areas, it's the most horrible food ever. It's trash. But then when they get out of that convenience store, they go to their neighborhood, probably in the white neighborhood, and they have buying good food for their family. Right. But it's serving you the lowest of the low. So as you heard, they are continuing to investigate to determine if it would be considered a hate crime, which it definitely needs to be. Now, it said that his sister, as you heard in the piece, you know, she said that on the update, you said that she was happy that he was giving a voice to the community in the community. And was happy to hear the progress of the investigation. As she said, he's a little slow and he still doesn't have full mobility of his body at the time. But she also noted that her brother said that his back and legs are hurting. OK, so. My thing is this. These people, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't make them respect us, they will never respect us. Listen, it's a time for everything, right? Even the scriptures teach that it's a time for everything. It's a time to protest and it's a time to act. And I'm a firm believer of eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. If you do this to us, then we got to respond. It's the law of retaliation. See, black folks don't want to hear about that law of retaliation. You say, you just can't, no, you can't be here no more. It just, no, at minimum, just, you know, the brothers need to show up at their store and say, hey, man, check this out. Go ahead, pack your bags. You're done. Get out of my store. I'm telling you, pack your bags, get your stuff. You're done. You're not going to have that store open at all. You can call the police all you want. You're still not going to operate the store. You're just not doing it. We're going to make sure you're not doing it. Understand? See, this is when if Pookie and Ray Ray actually was beneficial to the black community, this would be your time to call Pookie and Ray Ray and say, hey, Pookie and Ray Ray, make sure nobody go in that store. Most people not going to fool with Pookie and Ray Ray too much in the community. If they see Pookie saying, nah, y'all ain't going in there. You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, Pookie and Ray Ray, they can't, you know, be what they should be, actually. Because, you know, Pookie and Ray Ray could actually be used for some good, really. You know what I'm saying? They don't actually have to be used for bad in the neighborhood. But that's actually asking for too much, right? Every blue moon, you may have a couple of Pookies that want to do the right thing. But this store needs to be shut down completely. And it needs to be a message sent that if you pull any stunt like this in our communities, you're not going to be here long. It's just that simple. It don't matter if it's this guy. It don't matter if it's the model minorities. It don't matter who it is. You're not going to come here and doing this. Because let me say something else. If this video, and I've said this many times before, if this video, you know, was of an old, you know, white man doing this, it would be, man, it'd be on the evening news. And when I'm talking about evening news, I mean, talking about the national news. Black folks all over the country be saying something about this. Oh, look at this. But when these other groups pull this, you know, you talk about it, but you don't have the same energy as you would have if white folks that did it. That's my attitude, and I've always said this to y'all, keep that same energy that you got for them folks with everybody that harmed black people. I don't even other black folks. Keep that same energy. Because when we don't keep that same energy, it shows we're not consistent as a people. And it sends a message to people that since we're not consistent, then what we're saying shouldn't be really respected. You understand? Everybody need to get the same energy and the same work when they put hands on us, no matter who it is. You harm a man, woman, or child in our community, you need that energy. People need to pull up. People need to make sure, hey, what you going to do, police department? You going to arrest them? What you going to do? Understand? But we got to keep that in mind at all times, because nobody going to respect you until you make people respect you. Always remember that. Because if people see an opportunity to walk over you, if people see an opportunity to bully you and everything else, they're going to do it. Trust me on that. People aren't nice. They aren't nice at all. And I'm telling you, the only way we as a community will get respect unless is consequences to other people's actions for putting hands on us. They don't supposed to harm a hair on anybody's head in our communities without any kind of consequences. It's just that simple. But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us this morning on the podcast. We greatly appreciate you. And we are continuing still our end of the year fundraiser to help with our efforts in 2022. We're pushing very hard on that. And we thank everyone that has, you know, donated so far. You can make sure to click the link in the pinned comment and you can check out the video. And we telling you exactly what our plans are for 2022 to grow this platform. Like I said, we depend on, you know, the people. We don't have nobody else to depend on but the people. Black media is very, very important. It is, you know, for you. And it's, you know, something that I and everyone that works on the team take very, very seriously. But like I said, when you're doing something like this, it takes capital. And we don't get capital from banks and things like that, like the folks do, right? The folks, they throwing millions of dollars at them, even to fail. They don't do that with black folks, okay? So we have to depend on the people. And the beauty of crowdfunding is that the people can come and help. The great thing also about it, you don't even need everybody to help. You could have what I call a small number of people to come help, and you can hit goals and everything else. We've seen it happen many, many times. It didn't even happen with me, you know, before different projects that we have done. So if you never donated to it, you know, go over there. You know, we'll greatly appreciate you, you know, to donate, or even if you'd like to donate again, hey, we would appreciate that as well. So thank you once again for listening. Make sure you subscribe, because that way you'll know when you post the next podcast, and see you next time.